Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Coming up, we'll hear criticism on a proposal to just close the lowest performing schools in the state. But first, lately there have been a lot of accusations by Donald Trump that the elections could be rigged if he doesn't win. And there are a lot of concerns that the Russians hacked the Democratic Party's emails. The next question asked by many people is, what's to keep the Russians from hacking into election results? So let's ask the top guy in Michigan. Chris Thomas is the Michigan Elections Director at the Secretary of State's office, and he joins us now. So how secure is the elections process in Michigan?
Well, our system is extremely secure. And one of the main reasons, it's interesting, the FBI director is quoted today in the Wall Street Journal as saying the beauty of the American voting system is it is dispersed among 50 states and it is clunky as heck. So I never thought that being called clunky would be a great compliment, but I'll take it. It's a very decentralized system. There is no one big computer in the United States, or for that matter, in any state, that actually takes all the election returns and would be an easy target for somebody. That well, just doesn't exist.
Let's just walk through the process just a little bit. What's done to protect a voter's ballot as it makes its way from the precinct to the county clerk to your office?
Okay, well, let's look at election day. So the voter goes in and they show their ID. They're issued a ballot. They have a booth that they vote in.
Now, you say show your ID, but you don't have to do that in Michigan, right?
You do have to do that if you have your ID on you. If you don't have your ID with you or you don't have an ID, then you can sign an affidavit. We're not a hard ID state. You now have your ballot. You go to the booth. It's in a secrecy sleeve. You vote your ballot, you put it back in the secrecy sleeves, and then you carry it over to the tabulator. There's one tabulator in each polling place. They tear off the stub, which has a number on it. So now, once that stub is detached, it is truly a secret ballot. There's no way it can be brought back to you and connected to you. You feed it into the tabulator. The tabulator takes it. The important piece here we're talking about, it's a paper ballot. There's your audit trail. So if there's a recount later on, they're going to hand count that ballot. A lot of the discussion you hear around the country is with the touchscreen devices. We do not have that in Michigan. We have paper ballots. So when the polls close, the tabulator prints out a paper report on what the returns are for that precinct. These tabulators are not connected to the internet or any network.
So the Russians aren't going to be able to hack at the precinct level.
That's right.
Okay.
There's no Russians allowed. There's no way they can get into these boxes. These boxes are standalone. They are modem capable, but they're analog. So you got to plug them in to a phone line and send them off. These returns are then taken to the city or township clerk. They check everything. Now, remember, all the workers, there's a mix of Republican and Democratic Party precinct inspectors that are there. So this is a very open process. The returns go to the county eventually, where they are compiled in the county on election night. The ballots remain sealed in these transfer cases. So we have a very secure system.
So eventually, all of this information, all of this data gets to your office. How long have you been director of Michigan Elections?
I've been director since 1981.
So you've got a couple of elections under your belt. How many have you been able to rig over those years?
Well, I have rigged none. I don't even know where I would start to rig them.
It seems impossible to rig an election. Doesn't look like the Russians are going to be able to hack in to change the election results. There's only one other ballot question I had, and that's, you know, the Attorney General asked the U.S. Supreme Court to rule on Michigan eliminating straight party voting. That ruling came down. What did you hear today?
What we heard today is that by a 6-2 vote, they denied the application. So therefore, there will be straight party voting in Michigan this year. And one other point I want to make very clear to voters, because a lot of people don't seem to understand this. You can mark straight party on our ballots, and then you can go vote for candidates in other parties down the row. So by marking straight party on Michigan's ballot, you are not locked into that party. So if you have a party, you want to vote for it, you can do it. But if there's a candidate in the other party that you would prefer, you can go over and vote for that candidate.
I also like to remind people that there are down-ballot races that are nonpartisan, such as the Supreme Court races, and you have to keep in mind those aren't going to count if you just vote a straight party ticket.
That's exactly right.
That is Chris Thomas. He is Michigan Elections Director. Thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Glad to do it.